Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Courtney. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So excited to chat with you. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a cozy mystery enthusiast. I have a booktube where I talk about all different types of things, cozy mysteries, as well as science fiction and fantasy, but cozy mysteries are where I started. So I have my my booktube channel. It's Courtagonist. And my husband actually helped me pick out the name Courtagonist because my name's Courtney. And so protagonist, antagonist with reading, it's like, why not just do Courtagonist? So yeah.
And how long have you been booktubing?
I have been booktubing since June of 2017.
Oh my gosh. So you're an OG, you know?
Yeah. No, I started and I originally found booktube because I don't have a lot of people in my life that read as much as I do. And so I had no one to talk to about it. So I just started like Googling things and then booktube videos were popping up and I was like, oh, these are cool. And then my husband's like, you know, you could do that. And I was like, no, nobody wants to watch my face every single week. Yeah. And then I was like, but nobody talks about cozies. I should talk about cozies.
Yeah. I love this. Yeah. I started this podcast because I found booktube in 2016 and I spent a whole year reading and I was like, I don't have anyone to talk to. And so my friend was like, yeah, let's start a podcast. And I was like, sure. I had some podcast experience. I was like, sure, let's do it. And so that's how I started this podcast, like on December 2017. So
we're about the same time frame.
Yeah. So it's like there's something to be said. I was like, well, there's like, you know, community of like having people to talk to and like talk about books and like sharing all about it. So that's, and especially when you find a market where it hasn't been tapped, like cozies and even romance, like in that time, like that era, there was like nothing. Like there were like a few things here and there. Like now it's grown. There are other stuff. But, you know, back in the, back in the early 2017, 2018, that was not the case. So
not at all.
Yeah. So talk to us about cozy mysteries. Like what can the reader expect, you know, if they're brand new to the genre?
So cozy mysteries are not just the genre that your grandmother reads. Mm-hmm. It is not something that has an age limit. It is a mystery. It is a subgenre of mysteries where the murder happens off of the page. Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily see the gore. You don't see the guts. You don't see those types of things within a cozy mystery. Your main protagonist is normally an amateur sleuth. Their day job might be a librarian, a baker. They might be someone who is a teacher, but has more freedom with their everyday job. Because I mean, you can't be a teacher necessarily and be sleuthing and figuring out murders on the side. You got a day job. So they stumble upon the murder, whether they are, it's a close friend or someone that they love, and they feel in their heart that they cannot trust the police or the investigative forces to figure out the whodunit. Maybe they're a suspect, so they have to get it off of themselves and go and find the real killer. And so, yeah, think of Murder, She Wrote with Jessica Fletcher. Think of like a lot of like sassy, like Franny Fisher, if you've ever saw the 1920s show, Franny Fisher, that kind of thing. It's a lot of fun. There's little to no cussing. If there is sex, it's off of the, off of screen or it's closed door. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And there's something to be said about like solving a mystery, like kind of like a tidy up story. Like that's what I like. Yes. Well, the same thing. It's like, you know, the end of the story, you're going to know what's going to happen. Yeah. They're long standing series, And there's like our character arcs that happen, but you still have like a complete something, you know, ending, you know.
Yeah. And one of the things that I love about cozies is, though you don't necessarily have to read them in order, because each cozy mystery is itself a mystery. It's like a wrapped up all nice in a bow. But what I love about them is that you do get to follow that story arc. You do those cozy mysteries that have 13, 14, 15 in the series. Mm-hmm. You get really attached to those characters. And my favorite types of cozies are when there's a mystery within a mystery. Mm-hmm. So you're trying, and that is overarching in multiple parts of the series. So even though a murder will happen in book one, there might be a murder from 20, 30 years ago that the sleuth is trying to figure out, but you can't, don't get the whodunit until way later in the series. And so that's a lot of fun too.
Yeah. As someone who loves readers, this is like a good investment.
Yes. So, yes.
All right. So let's chat some gateway reads. Like, which ones are your go-to, yes, like it will get you into this genre?
Okay, so I've picked three gateway cozies. We've got baking cozies, indie cozies, and millennial cozies.
Ooh.
Okay, so baking is my favorite type of cozy. It's when you can also go and find the recipes at the very end of the book and bake them, which I have done on my channel as well. But my favorite bake shop cozy is a bake shop mystery series. The first one is called Meet Your Baker by Ellie Alexander. Mm-hmm. So you come for the baking and the Gilmore Girl feels with this book. You stay for the sassy characters like Lance. I love a good sassy character. So here's the setup. Juliet Capshaw has moved home from being a pastry chef on a cruise ship, and she's trying to get her land legs back after having her life shook because of a secret her husband has kept from her. She is helping her mom run their family bakery when a customer drops dead. Okay, there's 15 books in the series. It is so good. I love this series more than I can possibly just recommend. I was made to push this series onto people. Okay. The next one is an indie cozy. So indie cozies are cozy mysteries that are self-published by the author. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times they're shorter, so you can binge read them really, really easy. And a great binge-worthy cozy mystery is the Port Danby series by London Lovett. And the very first one is Marigolds and Murder. Pet crow and flowers. That's all I have to say. Like that, like if you're into pet crows and flowers, this is your jam. So Lacey Pinkerton, she's known as the $1 million nose. She has what's called hypersomnia, or I'm probably butchering that, but she can pick up scents from anywhere. She's leaving the perfume industry to start her own flower shop in Port Danby. However, her heightened sense of smell proves to be of use when a Port Danby neighbor turns up dead. Lacey finds herself caught up in an unexpected murder investigation alongside the handsome local detective, James Briggs, and he is very handsome. There are 18 books in this series, and it is a very, very, very quick read.
Ooh, I love this.
They're so good. They're so good. Okay. Last but certainly not least is millennial cozies. So if you're one of those people that you love reading millennial protagonists, then you need to pick up Tita Rosie's Kitchen Mystery series. This is by Mia P. Manasala. And it is so good. So this is a cozy mystery, almost meets a rom-com. Like it's a good like blend of those two. Our main character, Lila, has moved back home when she promised herself that she wouldn't. She's tasked with saving her Tita Rosie, which is her aunt's failing restaurant. And she has to deal with a group of matchmaking aunties who shower her with love and judgment. When a horrible food critic comes into the restaurant, who also is her ex, and she chews him out for talking badly about her family food as he's clearing his plate. He kills over right in front of her, and now she has to figure out the whodunit before she's put in prison for killing him and her family's livelihood is closed forever.
Oh my gosh.
So those are some cozies that I would love to push on you guys.
my gosh. I'm at the millennial one. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Give me aunties. Give me meddling aunties.
Oh gosh. They're hilarious. It's so good.
Yeah. Like there was something to be said about aunties. Like I'm all for it. Like meddling, just funny, being simple. Yes.
Yes.
So awesome. What are you currently reading?
Okay, so I am currently reading The Man Who Died Twice by Richard Osman. Mm-hmm. I love this series so much. So it's the Thursday Murder Club series, and that's the first one in the series. There's just something about the feisty, sassy, older sleuths that the British humor is fantastic. We've got these four retirees all living in a retirement home, and murder just seems to happen around them. And they're all from different walks of life that you would never think that they would ever be friends. And they make the perfect murder club.
Ooh, I love this, having a murder club.
Yes. Yes.
So how do you find all these recommendations? Like, how do you find the next cozy mystery? Like, how do you
for them? I don't know. A lot of times I'm Googling. A lot of times I have a great group of cozy mystery friends on Instagram. Yep. That are fantastic. There's Spencer from Intentionally Bookish. If yep. you want, there's Samantha as well, who does cozy mysteries and does romance as well. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times now that cozy mysteries are sort of exploding, they're becoming more popular. It's easier to find more and more. But back in 2017, it was me going to Barnes & Noble and just picking up and loving the puns of the covers and being like, you know what? I'll try this one. But I think I've read probably 200 or 300 cozy mysteries. And so I'm pretty good at spotting a good one.
There we go. I love this. So you need to come back and tell us more book crushing.
Yes. Oh, I would love that. That would be so much fun.
Yes, we'll have you come back. So tell us where we can find you online.
Okay, so I am Court Tagonist on everything. So I'm on Instagram and YouTube mostly. I also host a book club, a cozy mystery book club, every single month that mm-hmm. you can find on Patreon as well. The book club's 100% free, but we have a specific theme every single month. And then at the end of the month, we have a live stream where we talk all of the things about the murder and the whodunit and all of that fun stuff.
Oh, I love this. I love this so much. So thank you, Courtney, for being on the show.
Yes, thank you so much for asking me. It was such an honor.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.